to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your GM, Brian, joined by my hapless band of rogues.
Rich playing Seth Lightfoot.
Mark playing Gamblecles.
Hart playing Quintarius.
Well, it was kind of a weird one. We're kind of in a weird state. Welcome to week two of our filler arc, February. Let's get into our recap, and we'll start the show. Last time on Dicey Situations, we took a little break from the drama in the desert to check in on everyone's favorite rogue, Gort the Shadow, now the mysterious Gort the Phantom. While the Chaos crew tackle the troubles in the palace, deep beneath Bodkali's teeming streets is the grime-covered underground. And here we find our hapless band of rogues. Seth Lightfoot, a dwarven scout in desperate need of better-fitting armor. Quintarius Can't Stop Stealing, an elephant folk swashbuckler. And Gamblecles, a hulking minotaur wildcard and his trusty pig, Sasha. After deciphering some thieves' cant, the boys began their initiation into this rogue's elite guild and by clearing out some old enchanted furniture. After a tussle with a carpet and some splintered chairs, Gort explained his master plan in great, very great detail. It starts with mustaches. We find our merry band tonight. The day was long as you rested up from your wounds after fighting an assortment of strange furniture, but you find yourselves now, after trekking through the hot desert sun, you're choking back dust. Can I get some survival check from the band as you approach the small devil city of Uma?
That's a 19, baby.
All right. With a 12 from Seth and Quintarius. You guys are just covered in this burning sand. Seth, you're like starting to get like a sunburn on the back of your neck. Quintarius, your trunk, you ran out of sunscreen for the whole thing, so it's in splotches down the trunk. You're really worried about it.
I'm gonna get weird marks on my trunk now.
Gort's like, the desert sands can be very hot. I wore flip-flops, which, in hindsight, really regretting. We're close. Gamblecles, do you see it up ahead?
I do. Wait, I think. Was it like a dusty shit town?
Oh, it's a real piece of crap. That's it. That's Uma. Can I get some perception checks from everyone?
That's a 20.
It's a 19.
That's a 10.
Seth, your eyebrows are sunburnt. It's like, it's not it's one.
That's awful.
You guys have been trucking it all day out to this rinky-dink devil town that is, you know, maybe like 10 to 15 miles away from Bodkali.
If only we had a car.
Here is usually where... Here's where... This is a kind of a place where devils and demons sort of... They kind of get waylaid by the strange mirage spell that is keeping Bodkali hidden from servants of the Red Prince. Here's where a lot of those kind of lower demons and devils sort of end up. You can see this real rinky-dink town that it looks like it may have possibly been dwarven at one point, just based on the architecture. But now it's clear that these, like, roving biker gangs of devils and demons seem to have kind of taken up shop here. With that dirty 20 perception, as you guys approach Uma, Gamblecles, you notice that there is, at the center of town, there is kind of looks like a lively bar that you kind of hear the sounds of like raucous music from inside. And there's a kind of neon sign above this real shithole watering hole. It just says Rattle Spit Tavern. What would you guys like to do?
You guys see that tavern? Rattle Spit?
What's a rattle?
I don't know.
Why is it spitting?
I think it's like a
that's probably what they're serving. Steak, right? I imagine they're just giving everybody glasses of spit.
Yeah, that would make sense. Why would you drink there?
I mean, If there's nothing else.
It's just so much spit. It's too much spit.
I gotta go find out how they're getting all this spit.
Yeah.
Wild amount of spit.
I can steal it.
Yeah, we can. We should do is steal the spittoon.
Oh, then they can't collect the spit.
Yep, we'll be swimming in it.
Whoa!
Do you guys think that the spit will help my sunburns here? Because I got them even on my eyebrows, guys.
Can't hurt.
How'd you burn your eyebrows?
I think it's reflecting off the armor.
Blaming Gort, though.
Yeah, we probably should have prepped a little bit better. I've got some potions. I was lying earlier. I do have a couple.
You rapscallion.
I know.
Rogue, you.
That's right. Man, it's good to have a... I think, we call it in where I'm from, I'm part of a murder, but we're just regular thieves. We don't really kill people that much, but the point is, it's nice to be amongst other rogues. Some people think you need wizards or warriors, but really just a couple of sketchy dudes with knives will kind of fix most problems, I think.
Yeah!
Alright.
Dig it.
So here's a potion for each of you. Consider it part of the first part of your payment for your membership into the guild of Rogue of Shadows. Here's a potion. He just hands each of you just a regular healing potion.
You mean the Quintarius Can't Stop Stealing experience featuring Gort?
Yes. Well, we need to make shirts. And here's an old goodberry for Sasha. Sasha, if you get murdered, you can
When you go to look for Sasha, she's not there.
Sasha? Where did the pig go? Did we lose her in the desert? There were a lot of swooping little devils.
Nah, she's part of my bag of tricks. She disappears in the morning.
Oh, wonderful.
You get to cuddle up with her at night, and then, daybreak, she's in the wind.
That bag looks furrier than I was expecting when you first pulled. That's writhing a lot.
Oh, yeah, so. You bet your ass it is.
Yuck. All right, so, okay, this is night two of our four-part operation. This is one of the most important steps. A fake mustache is key to a good disguise. And I know something about disguise kits. I've bought about a half dozen of them, really, in my whole life. So I'm kind of an expert. We want the fake mustaches. I think that if we go into that piece of shit bar, we'll probably find some scumbag bearded devils, and we'll kind of just, a little snip here, a little snip there. Right as rain.
I mean, worst case scenario, we get some spit for those sunburns.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Seth, you do look bad, but I'm sorry, buddy. It's hard to look at you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not used to this part of the sun, so we gotta get out of the desert.
He's starting to blend.
Maybe to the mountains or something. That's where the good stuff is.
He's starting to blend with the armor.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fucking hot. It is hot. My feet. He looks down. You can see that the sand is all over Gort's little kind of bird feet.
Why'd you wear flip-flops, man?
I don't know. They're horrible for a rogue. Also, every time I'm trying to sneak around, you can hit a little pitter-patter. I need to get some new footwear once we're
I'll steal you some.
Alright, let's get in there. Can I get some stealth checks from the group?
Net 20.
Dirty 20.
11.
Okay. Alright. Very impressive, everyone. Mostly. Kind of. So, you sneak into this bar, and it's pretty raucous inside, so no one actually kind of notices you guys for the most part. Seth, you're a little heavy-footed on the way in. Your armor does clink a bit loudly. But, yeah, with a nat 20, Quintorius, where do you want to be in this bar before I even describe it? Put yourself anywhere you would like.
Which one of these people would have the nicest shoes on their feet?
I get a perception or investigation check.
The 18 for shoes.
Okay, so as you walk into this bar, it's this pretty lively devil bar. With an 18 perception, you can hear some, like, tiefling heavy metal music on the jukebox. Seems to be talking about some god of guns or something. It's like kind of hard to make out the lyrics, but you kind of just tune it out. As you walk into this bar, it's this kind of like old style saloon. There's no one playing piano just yet because the jukebox is kind of going. But you can see that there is a table where there's a pair of very drunken bearded devils. These kind of wild sort of biker bros. They have these like denim cut-off vests, tons of different weird patches. They got like long, thick beards, these twisted horns. They definitely look more menacing than the tieflings you remember in the Underdark. With an 18, I think, because you did a shoe check.
Mm-hmm.
As you walk in, you guys kind of post up pretty cool as you kind of float into this bar. You can see that there's a table where there's a pair of these Tuskuli, these like kind of insectoid, almost wasp-like archers. They're sitting at a table drinking these like honey shots, and there is a gnoll slave driver with both of his legs broken in a cast. He has a neck brace on. It looks like he's almost in a full body cast. He only has one arm free. The other one's kind of held up at the armpit by some like a stick. The Tuskuli have used wax to kind of make him cast for his insane road rash he has. It looks like this gnoll must have like flown out of a dune buggy at like top speed in the desert. He looks completely fucked. But because he has both of his legs in like a cast that are kind of propped up on the table, he's sort of balancing awkwardly in the chair. And you can see that he has a pair of boots that are sitting in the corner because he can't fit them over the cast. So as the Tuskuli are kind of casting up his injuries, do you see there is a really nice pair of boots now in the corner? And I will say also, just because I'm like, with an 18 perception, the bartender, it's like a bunch of cubes made of salt. It's like rotating, strange, like geometric square shapes of salt. Just pouring drinks poorly because his digits are just big cubes. It's like many cubes. Just pouring drinks at the bar.
I have so many questions. The first one is, where can I place myself so I can steal them boots?
Go ahead and give me a stealth check.
It's a 23?
23. You make your way over to the bar. You kind of sit down you grab two stools because you are, again, how tall are you? You're 7 feet tall?
Like 6.5.
You still got a big elephant yams. So you grab two stools and slide them up under and sit down at the bar as this geometric stall pattern comes over and just gives you an ale.
Oh, thank you.
And you look behind you over your shoulder. You can see the Tuskuli aren't really paying attention because they're trying to get more wax on this slaver who's his whips on the table and he's just like barking and yelling at all of them. Every time he moves, it looks like he's wincing. And I get a sleight of hand check.
18.
Alright. I will roll a perception check from my gnoll here. See if he notices anything. And with a 4, he doesn't notice that you have just swiped his boots. Here, you know what? We're doing a rogue one shot. These are nice boots of elven kind. It looks like this gnoll must have definitely killed and ate an elf at one point because his boots were real nice. What are the rest of you guys doing as you've kind of sulked into this bar? You can see Quintoris already kind of made his little presence known at the bar and is like sifting through these drunk and injured patron stuff, stealing their shoes. What are you guys up to?
I want to talk to the gnoll slaver.
Okay, sure. Do you speak gnoll or infernal?
I don't.
Okay.
He doesn't speak common?
Does he speak Minotaur?
He does speak Common.
Thank God. Wait, do the Tuskuli man speak Common as well?
I believe they do, because I'm pretty sure the Tuskuli got in a fight with Taluga.
And they sure did.
Yes.
Actually, you know what? The Bow Raiders speak Gnoll, Infernal, and Tuskuli, but they do not speak Common.
All right, well, guess what? I'm talking just to the guy then. The Slaver.
Can you give me an Intimidation or Persuasion check as Gamblecles, you come out of the shadows and sort of ramble up to this table of these, like, mercenaries. And
dirty 20 Intimidation.
The Tuskuli look at you, and they're like... And they kind of just, like, chatter amongst each other and kind of, like, slink back a little bit as you pull up a chair and sit down at their table. And the gnoll's like, what do you want? He has this, like, neck brace, and it's kind of definitely impeding his ability to speak. They've put, like, he looks so beat to shit. The side of his face is totally missing skin from where he definitely hit the road going 90 miles an hour. Can we help you?
You look like you're in a bad way, brother.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to you?
We were out there in the desert. It's pretty standard stuff, you know, smash and grab. Came up on this truck and it was just full of maniacs.
Maniacs?
I got shot with some crazy thing I'd never seen before. Flew out of my buggy, hit the road. These guys tried to destroy the truck, but it got ripped apart by a sandstorm out there.
Sandstorm? Oh, you guys have had a tough go of it, huh?
Yeah. I don't really want to talk about it.
Hey, you know what? Let me get you a drink.
I could really use my whiskey.
Whiskey, all right. Saltman!
You see the salt looks at you. Mickey, wisdom saving throw for me.
Oh, no. 13?
Geometric patterns of, like, it's like the formulas that make salt kind of are, like, go through your mind. And you kind of black out for a second. You're sitting next to Quintarius holding two drinks as this salt being has... bartended you through time and space.
Well, that was weird.
You all right?
I don't know. I just saw a lot of sodium.
Oh my god.
Yeah, just, thank you? I guess? I'm gonna take my drinks.
Insight check?
Wait, insight? See if he accepts my thanks?
Yeah.
15?
With 15, you hear in your mind? Nah. It's all good.
Okay. All right. I don't like this.
Seth, can I get a perception check?
It's a 9.
You're like, you're kind of standing there with Gort. You know, like you go into a party and like people kind of branch out and then you're like, now I'm stuck at the door and I don't know where to go. You're having that moment and Gort is also having it. And he's like, okay. It looks like they're really getting involved over there with the gnoll. But look, those are the beards. Do you spot that man over there at the bar? The little fey one. Make a perception check again. Basically, of course, giving you the help action.
Nat 20.
You can see, sitting quite shiftily at the end of the bar, the candlelight is kind of flickering as the salt construct sort of is making drinks for Quintarius and Gamblecles. This, like, kind of hunched over strange little figure kind of looks up, and as the bit of his cloak falls down, you can see this long, swirling, thick, beautiful mustache. He does have kind of a bulbous nose and graying teeth, but the mustache on this creature is so beautiful. Can you give me a history check, if you wouldn't mind, Seth?
That's a 19, but I have a negative 1, so 18.
It's a Corrid. This is like a strange fey beast of the desert. You know that its mustache is quite powerful. This is a stone-bending desert kind of fey wanderer. You know that in a place like this, it can probably blend in pretty easy. But you know they're very paranoid and very sketchy to interact with. But... what would you guys like to do? You kind of have the cast of characters here in this little kind of rinky-dink bar. What's up? How are we feeling? Gamblecles, you're over there sitting with the Null Slaver and the Tuskuli. Quintarius, you're sliding on your new boots. what are you guys up to?
I'm going to slide my whiskey, the extra whiskey, over to the Null.
Thank you.
What's your name, friend?
Joel. Joel the Null.
Joel the Null. Gotcha. So, what else is there to do around these parts?
You know, you know, we're buying. If you're selling, you sell what you get. We need soul coins.
Soul coins?
We prefer them alive. We prefer them alive. Because obviously we need to make some more gnolls. The glory of Yunogu!
Who?
Yunogu! The Gnoll Demon Lord. His arrival is imminent. Hope we get enough gnolls.
Demon Lord, huh?
It's hard to get. You need to get more gnolls.
Does he like to gamble?
I don't know. He is not. We haven't summoned him yet. We don't have enough gnolls.
Do you like to gamble?
I did, but obviously I'm kind of out of commission now.
Well, you got the one arm there.
Buckshot in my chest.
You have one arm.
Any idea how much buckshot is in my chest?
What the hell is buckshot?
I don't know. It's new and it hurts.
Oh, I mean, it looks like it hurts. You still got the one good arm.
I guess I can roll. Alright, what do we want to play?
You know, little Minotaur games, huh?
Okay, alright. He puts up one gold on the table.
One gold, huh? Alright, lightweight. Here's the die.
This guy.
Alright, throw them bones.
That's a one.
Oh, yeah! With the five, brother! Give me that gold.
All right, double or nothing.
Oh, double or nothing. Oh, now we're talking my language. All right. Here it is. Take it.
Yeah! Oh, that's a six.
Can I guidance my dice?
So I will call that cheating, but you can make a sleight of hand check to see if you can get away with it. A sleight of hand.
Right, now, no, so hold on. My sleight of hand was a 12. My guidance was the 4.
All right. So you got a 5 on your die.
Yeah.
And then a 4 on the guidance with a 9. So you will beat him at the double or nothing. But you only got a 12 on the sleight of hand. He'll make a perception roll. He has a +2 to this.
No!
With an 18, he grabs your hand. Hey, are you cheating at Minotaur games?
What are you talking about? I would never.
Right, I need a deception check. It's a 15. Okay, he will then make a insight. And a 14. He's like, my mistake.
Yeah, don't ever accuse me of cheating again.
This sucks. I broke both my legs, my arm, and now I'm out 2 gold.
Yep.
Let's get out of here.
Alright. See you later, guys. Better luck out there. Watch out for buckshot, I guess.
Shut up! They grab both each side of his shoulder, and their wings kind of come out of their backs as they lift him off the ground. He's like, ah, yeah! Like just wincing as they fly him out of the door.
As he passes through the door, can I try and steal whatever's in his pockets?
Yeah, give me a slight hand check.
The nat one.
He doesn't have pockets. He's in a cast.
He just punches cast.
As you walk by, you go to put your hand in his pocket, but your hand just goes through the pocket, and you're just holding his penis. Hey, man, what?
You look like you needed it.
Can you make a persuasion or sleight of hand check?
Sleight of hand to what? Beat him off?
You gotta distract him somehow. 16.
So you just like move your hand out real quick and he looks down awkwardly. I did need it. Thanks. I gotta go. You see the Tuskuli flutter out carrying Joel the Gnoll with them. You absolute psychopaths. Alright. What would you guys like to do? The place is kind of cleared out a little bit now.
I'm going to go spit my wares over at this table.
Okay. Gamblecles, you kind of saunter across this bar. You sit down at the table with these two bearded devil bikers who are glaring at you. Can I get an intimidation or a persuasion check?
18.
Okay. I'll make a couple of insight rolls for my bearded devils here. One of them is, like, pretty nervous, but the other one kind of pipes up. What are you, some kind of fucking cow?
Well, you never saw a minotaur before.
You some kind of fucking cow? Cow ass? Fuck you. What are you doing here?
Well, I'm just trying to play a little game of chance.
I don't like you. I don't like the cut of your jib.
What about your bitch-made friend over there?
Don't look at him. He gets nervous. He's not social like me. I'm the belle of the ball.
Oh, clearly, clearly. Anyways, you got any coin? You want to fucking put a little wager up or what? Are you scared?
I want your horn.
Horn? I only got two of those. I'd be all off fucking kilter if I didn't have the two.
I'll put 10 gold up, but if I win, I get to saw your fucking horn off and shove it in that dwarf's ass. He looks back and glares at Seth.
Wait, what?
That just seems unnecessary.
His horn, your ass.
All right, if I win, I get both of your stupid bids.
You think you're gonna take our bids?
Hey.
Fucking, you dunce. I am gonna put a horn in that guy's ass.
All right, hey, well, Mike,
pucker that hole, because I'm coming for it.
Put your fucking stupid chin whiskers where your mouth is, then. I guess they kind of are there already.
Weird set of dice. Everyone can make a perception check, if you guys wouldn't mind.
We're not playing with your loaded devil dice here. 19.
The 5.
He was
19.
He was definitely about to use a set of loaded dice. He will not get to add anything to this roll. Let's play some miniature game, shall we, folks? He winds up. I'll use your dumb dice. What are these, cubes? Oh, baby! He got a 6.
Guidance! No!
Oh!
Double or nothing.
Double or nothing. Yeah, two horns!
Yeah, man, I get both your beards and your fucking stupid horns, too.
If not, I'm going to put one horn in the dwarf's ass. Buddy, look at me. Eye contact. His horn, your hole. It's happening. The other one goes in the elephant's trunk hole. I'm going to jam it right in
what
there.
What the fuck is your problem?
Threaten him with a good time, am I right?
With horns. It's what? Happening. I'm jamming and I'm jamming. I don't like any of you dudes in my bar. You're not demons.
Your bar.
Either of you.
You don't look like a salt construct to me.
This is a devil in a demon bar, and I don't like you. I don't like a cow here. I don't like you,
cow.
Shitty dwarf.
I got fucking horns just like you. How am I not like you?
Can I get some perception checks real quick if you guys want to mind?
Doof. 4.
I'm like, mosey up behind one of them, whichever one's playing the minotaur. Okay,
perfect. I see where this is going.
All right, so as you kind of mosey on up to this guy that's kind of getting in Gamblecleave's face, go ahead and make a sleight of hand check for me.
That's a nat 20 for a 32.
Jesus Christ.
Anything you want, it's yours.
I still hit him.
I think you see that he has this shiny dagger in a little scabbard on his, like, the back of his belt. You can go ahead and add a +2 dagger to your inventory if you wouldn't mind.
Oh my god.
Nah, 20, baby. I gotta give you something good. I also say that you unclip a greater healing potion off of his belt. But unfortunately, with everyone's low perception checks, you guys don't notice as the cord with the perfect mustache slips out of the bar. But it's now just the salt devil at the bar, the cubes of spatial geometry, and these now two bearded devils you guys have gotten a bit of a kerfuffle with. What does everyone like to do?
want to throw those bones.
The only bones you're going to be throwing is in a grave. Because we're attacking you. We're gonna have fisticuffs.
Wait, what?
Like, right now?
Because you're too scared to play dice games with me?
No, we're gonna roll one more, but I'm just saying after, I mean, I can just feel the energy in the room.
Whoa, this is a friendly game. You came at me all intense, okay?
Listen, fuck you, number one, and it's dice games! He's gonna throw his D6 for another 6.
Jesus Christ!
It's a 3. Alright, so.
Slide.
3 on your roll with these. 4 on the guys for a 7, which will beat him, but I am going to need a sleight of hand check.
Nat 20!
Oh my god.
Pony up the beards and the horns, you fucking losers.
Yeah.
That's just fine. I was gonna shave anyway, so it's whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure you were with that weak chin.
And like fingernails. Just be gentle, alright?
Okay. I'm going to start sawing.
I get a sleight of hand check from Seth and Quintorius. And can I get a performance check from Gamblecles?
A 27 for me.
15.
11 performance?
Okay. Quintorius, you take your brand new dagger that you have and cut off the beard of this bearded devil. It makes a perfect mustache. Seth, you kind of get behind this one that is kind of in the face of Gamblecles, and you slice off a big chunk of his beard to make your double mustache. Gamblecles, you incredibly roughly saw off the horns of these devils. Your dagger is very, like, dulled by the end of it. And these dweebs now have just kind of like pockmarked faces, and their horns look all broken and askew.
This is actually really great. Thank you for playing Minotaur Games.
These two bearded devils run out of the bar. It runs so much more feminine than you were expecting. As they get out of, they just try to get out of Dodge. Can I get some perception checks from the group? I can see Gort's like, expertly played, Gamblecles!
12.
Yeah, 20.
Seth, you look around and realize it's one mustache short. And that cord got out of here. With a nat 20, though, I will say that you can, you, as a scout, you're kind of attuned to hunting things down. You look down and you can see very gently, little cloven hooves have made a small indentation on the sands right outside the bar, heading into the outskirts of this small village of Uma.
We need one more mustache, guys, and I know the way to get it. Follow me!
Okay.
All right.
Well, guys, check out this dagger I stole off them before they left.
Whoa, that thing is sweet.
I know.
Nice dagger.
Way nicer than mine.
I took it.
You guys want to, like, chew on these horns?
What? Did you say they're like fingernails?
I mean, people bite their fingernails, right?
I wouldn't know. I don't have any.
Well, wouldn't you like to try?
Not really.
All right, more for me, I guess.
Yeah, more fingernails for you.
I'm gonna use the horn like a toothpick.
Ugh. Wait, Gamblecles, you don't know where this horn's been.
In fact, I'm going to stick it in my mouth like a cool guy toothpick. And then you'll all be jealous, and I'll keep the other 3 for myself. Because nobody wanted my cool toothpick.
Can I get some survival checks? And you can make it with an advantage, Rich, since you got a nat 20 net perception check.
I forgot to reapply.
22.
That's a 9.
6.
With a 22, Seth, as you head out of the bar, look into the desert sand, you can see that Uma is pretty small, but there is kind of this, like, outskirt sort of, like, I guess neighborhood's kind of grandiose for like this, like a section of hovels, essentially, in the northwestern section of Uma. And right near this gulch, you can see that amongst these kind of like disheveled hovels, even though the sand is starting to kind of, you're starting to lose the impression of these hooves from this small fey beast as the desert winds sort of like whip away the footprints. But with, your survival check with a 22, you're able to track it long enough, and you can see where this small fey beast went and probably got into one of these hovels. Can I get some perception checks as you guys kind of head into this small stone alleyway leading to this like kind of shack?
18
and
15.
Ambocles, as you guys approach, you can tell that this door like just shut. There's still like a little squeak on this. I think it's kind of maybe one of those screen doors. It's kind of like kind of ratty and kind of still like swinging.
It's like banging a little bit.
Yeah. And this is kind of like dusty section in town. It's got a real sort of trailer park energy here. And with that high perception check, Ambocles, you can also smell a real strong stench of beans from inside the hovel.
Beans.
Beans?
Yep, beans. Kidney, if I'm not mistaken.
Hold on, let me check.
I also smell to see if they're kidney beans. Got an 11 on perception. Are they kidney beans?
Kidney beans.
I knew it.
You were right.
Well, that explains the luscious mustache. Lustache, if you will.
That was a good one, I did.
How are we playing this, boys? This guy took...
I just kind of laughed to himself.
This guy beat feet when he saw me gambling. I don't think we can solve this problem with the dice.
What if I just steal it?
Okay, nice. I like where your head's at. What's the play here? Are we getting in?
We should pick the lock.
Okay.
What if we use the new mustaches to help us get the better mustache?
Does anybody have fast hands? Gort?
Oh, no, they're kind of normal speed.
Huh.
I have thieves' tools, though, if somebody wants to try to pick the lock.
We all have thieves' tools.
Well, I didn't know. Just saying.
What kind of Quintarius can't stop stealing featuring Gordon would this be if we didn't all have
experience?
I'm just putting it out there that I also had them. Just saying. God. My first time working in a group like this. I'm typically a lone wolf.
All right, well, get picking the lock then. Jesus Christ. Do something useful.
Hey, fine. God, I'm doing it right now. Gordon with a 12 is like, it's really hard to pick locks. It's not a thing everyone's good at. It wasn't my specialty in my old thieves' guild.
Move out of the way, Gort. I got this.
God, fine. Get you do it, Seth. Frick.
Go ahead, make a sleight of hand check. Disadvantage.
11.
You made it worse than mine. You're rolling.
Well, you gunked it up.
Well, I didn't gunk it up. Step out of the way.
You jabbed it. You jabbed it all weird. The mechanism is all dinged. But Darius, you just do it. Why didn't you do it to begin with?
I want to see if someone else could.
You do it.
27. Do I just try the knob and it opens?
It's not even locked. You just open the door. As you open the door, Quintarius, I need a investigation check.
Can I make it a perception if I'm hunting the smell of kidney beans?
Sure. I'll give you, you can do a nice advantage per smell. Per smell.
That's per smell roll. That's a flat 10.
As you open the door, stench of beans wafts through the doorway. This screen door kind of bangs. I need everyone to make a dexterity saving throw.
16.
14.
9.
Okay.
If we fail, though, I want to use lead by example on my hobgoblin plate. That will give me a +3, so it would be a 17.
Okay. Seth, you do not want to eat shit in front of the gang again. So, what happens so quickly. Right as you open the door, there's this, like, sound of rock rumbling all around you, the four of you. Kriteris, you're going to take 3 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, God!
As this, like, strange trap of stone shapery happens, and you guys have fallen into a stone trap. You guys look around now, make some perception checks real quick, as the scene has changed very quickly. Moments ago, you were in an alley, and now it seems like you're in this stone pit.
18.
18 as well.
6.
Kriteris, you're like, kind of fell over in the kerfuffle, so you're kind of like getting up, trying to dust yourself off. But Seth and Gamblecleese, you guys look up, and hood now fully off, there's like a small, it looks to be like a much rounder, more kind of stone skin like fey beast. Imagine like a very round, like fawn or satyr, but if their skin was just cracked and kind of ashen and looked much like stone. But he's holding a can of beans, and he has a big stone spoon. His beard and mustache now are just caked in bean juice, and he's staring down at you. He's like, "You have a fucking mustache, don't you? Well, you're not gonna get it, because I got you. Fuck you. No, not happening. Everybody wants it. You can't have it. It's mine." So,
what are you talking about? We smelled the delicious wafting of beans, and it led us here.
Think you're gonna get my mustache or my beads? I don't think so. No one gets the beads.
Do you have more not beans? Happening. Is it just the one can of beans? You have no beans to share?
These are my beads. You're not getting my beads.
I just want
the. We are fighting to the death.
Just give me a bean. One bean. One bean. I'll roll you for it.
Get a bean.
One bean. I'll roll you for it.
Go ahead. Roll initiative, you absolute psychos, against my Corrid. You guys are in the center of this stone pit. He's about 10 feet above you on the lip of this little ledge. He's staring down at you. He has a big, long, droopy mustache. It looks like he is holding a club. First act in initiative is Quintorius. Can't stop stealing.
How far away is?
From you, I would say you're in the center of this pit because of the way it angled. We'll say he's about 30 feet away from you. But he is up higher, about 10 feet on the lip of this little strange ledge he's kind of dug.
I'm going to bonus action dash up to him for 60.
Can I get an acrobatics check if you would?
Yes,
mind.
You can.
22.
Get away from me! You can't have it! As you
parkour
up the side of this, like, rocky cliff face and get behind this little strange man, what would you like to do? That was, I guess, just your movement, really. What would you like to do with your action?
I'm gonna try to shave his mustache off.
Push him in the hole! Push him in the hole!
Or I could shave the mustache.
Alright, I guess do that, then. Get the beans, too.
Believe it or not, I'm not very strong.
A 24 to hit.
Well, hit.
Or 10 damage.
Yeah, you snip away at his mustache. He's like, come on, no, get out of here. Seth, that is your turn.
So I want to lobby for something here.
Sure.
Can I tie rope to a arrow and basically shoot him in the back and yank the arrow? I don't want to, like, necessarily do damage to him. I want to basically, like, hit him in the backpack if he has one, or a satchel, and just pull him into the hole.
Okay, give me a... make the attack roll first. Do that. Let's see if you can hit him with that arrow.
23.
23 hits. Go ahead, roll damage, because can't stop stealing's up there.
And
that is 10 damage. Now give me an athletics check.
The fat 4.
You shoot him in the back with an arrow. He's like, "Oh!" And he turns around. And as you go to yank, he pulls too. And now you're kind of at this, like, tug of war where there's, like, a clothesline of rope now through the center of the pit. Anything with your bonus action?
I'm going to try and hide behind Gamblecleese.
Go ahead, make
while it. Holding the rope.
Go ahead and make a stealth check for me. Disadvantage, unfortunately.
24.
Where did that guy go? Okay. That is the Corrid's turn. And there's a big elephant man on him. You notice that he plants his feet, and he kind of, the stone, like, like rock face up there, kind of wraps around his weird ankles. He's going to use stone strength to add some damage to this, so he's going to try to smash you with his great club. It's a 14 hit. It's a 14 hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no. Take 20 bludgeoning damage.
Go!
Like, brace you with the side of this great club. And then he points down at Gamble Cleese. He's like, I'm gonna fucking kill him, but I'm gonna fucking kill you, dude! 19 hit ya?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
23 bludgeoning damage. He picks up a fucking boulder, and you look, Seth, you look over, Gamblecles is gone. There's just a boulder where he was just standing.
The hell did he go? Stay behind this boulder.
Can I get an insight check from the group?
A nice, 19?
19 as well.
Nice. Humble 14.
This mustache man is out of his goddamn mind. He's out of his goddamn mind. He is hyped up on bean juice. And if he's on the ground, he does so much damage. You want to get this guy off his feet as quickly as possible, by any means necessary. That is what I'm going to tell you with your high insight checks. Gamblecles, the boulder finally splits, and you're standing there just so beat to shit. Gamblecles, with one hit point, what would you like to do?
I should chug my potion, but I'm going to guidance myself, grab the rope, and try and tug him off.
Ain't the phrasing of the energy. All right.
So, 21.
21? All right. With a 21 from the Corrin, he's holding on.
What is this guy, part of the ground?
You grab the rope that is stuck in his back with the arrow, and you guys match strength. I will say, we're going to go into like a DBZ style.
Oh,
like,
hell yeah.
Fighting video game. You guys would be like mashing. Beam struggle. So here's what we're going to do. We're each going to roll 2d6. That's basically each of the analog sticks you're mashing with your thumbs.
Okay.
And whatever gets the higher of the 2d6 gets the wild card victory. I got a 6 total.
Keep struggling. I got a 6.
Okay. His feet dig into the ground. Your feet dig into this fucking stone. You guys are yanking. Both of your muscles are flexing at insane, insane speeds. Go one more time. 2d6. Wild card energy. I got a 7.
I got a 3. Can I lobby? Okay.
Sure.
Gort's next. Can he give me the help action?
I will have Gort use his turn to give you the help action. Roll those 2d6 one more time. Oh! 7 again.
Yes!
The beam struggle continues. It is full on anime as you two are having a tug of war match that will like redefine this region's geography. Roll 2 more d6. I got another 7.
God damn it!
Okay. He finally yanks you. You skid across the pit and slam into the side of the wall. That is your turn. You absolutely yank. I don't think unless you have like a...
I use guidance as my bonus.
Yeah, you're fully fucking spent. Gort is going to try a bonus action, try to hide behind Seth now that the giant minotaur they were both using for cover is gone. So, Seth, you were hiding behind Gamblecles, who has now disappeared, and now Gort's hiding behind you. It is your turn.
Gort, get in there!
Sorry, it is actually Quintarius. You are next.
Okay. I'm going to chug that potion of healing greater. All right, I get 12 back.
Okay. You chug down this big healing potion, bringing you back to 16 hit points. What would you like to do? As your option.
He's going to beat me up again, but I don't think I have the strength to push him down.
I'm going to keep working on that mustache.
Go ahead. Make your attack rolls. A 9 is going to miss as you go to slice the mustache. He's like, no, he's just pushing you off.
All right, fine, man, whatever.
Move 30 feet away.
You saunter away. He's like, where are you going?
Yeah, I'm gonna bonus action move a little further away.
Go for it. Seth, that is your turn.
So does Bouncicles have the... I mean, Bouncicles. Gamblecles, does he have the rope now? Is it not with him anymore?
Yeah, so basically he grabbed the rope in this tug of war and then finally got yanked across it. So Gamblecles is at the bottom of the pit holding the rope around his arm that goes up into this arrow that is still in the back of the cord, who is now like cheering on top of the pit.
I'm not going to be able to make it to him even if I dash, so I'm just going to shoot him from where I am.
Go for it.
I'm assuming an 8 misses.
He's like, you guys suck! So he catches the arrow out of the air, breaks it in his hand.
And I'm going to bonus action try and hide behind Gort.
Give me a stealth check.
Just reverse leapfrogging.
It's a 13.
Yeah, now you're hiding behind Gort, but you're pretty visible because you're, like, taller than Gort by a little bit. That is going to be the Corrid. You see, he pulls on his mustache on each, in one, like, one side on each hand, and stretches it out like a Stretch Armstrong, so it's a super long mustache, and he's gonna use Command Hair.
What?
He's gonna shoot a blast of this hair down at Gamblecles. Gamblecles, I need you to make a DC 13 dexterity saving throw.
Nope. 9?
You can see that Gamblecles was trying to pull him down with the rope. This thing, he rips the arrow out of his back. He's like, and he looks down at you and is like, mustache, go! And he throws this like new long extendo mustache hair down, wraps around Gamblecles' neck. He's now restraining Gamblecles with his mustache.
Oh, joy.
Gamblecles, it is now your turn.
Well, there goes my plan. What's the save to get out of this stash?
A 13.
Strength?
You can either use athletics or acrobatics.
Flip out! Let's go!
Sorry. As you grab the two sides of the mustache and yank, tearing the ends of this long, strange facial hair. Anything with your bonus action or movement?
Do I have the strands?
I'll say, like, you're kind of just still holding the ripped off ends. Yeah, like the ones that you kind of broke free of. Give me, like, an insight check.
All right.
This might be enough. You'd like more. You're holding, like whiskers in your hand. And you can see that as he's looking down at you, it's really unsettled. But the mustache starts kind of, like, receding back onto his face now that his command hair attack has been, like, thwarted.
Damn it.
Anything with your movement or bonus action?
I guess I'm gonna drink my fucking regular potion. That's not gonna do anything. Yeah. But, you know, whatever. All right, 8 back.
All right, yeah, you chug down this potion, get your 8 hit points back.
And then I'm gonna move away.
Yeah, good call. Go ahead and use your movement if you'd like.
How far can I get here? Away from this fucking maniac. Oh, not very. Okay. I'm gonna go right out into the open.
Yeah. You run back into the center of the pit. Seth, you can see Gort's like, enough of this! We can't... shoot him! He runs and scrambles up the side of the pit. He's now kind of standing across, staring at the cord. And it's like, all right... Okay, Gort, focus up. Okay, just gonna really lock in here. He is going to bonus action steady aim. So he's pointing his little arrow. Really, really gonna make sure we get a good shot here. Really go. It's time for you to see the Phantom at work. He fires a short bow. Hits on a 25.
Finally.
First 6, and then he's also gonna do some sneak attack on top of there. For another 6, for 12 total. He's like, yes, everyone, look at what I did. I did a thing. That is my turn. Quintorius, that is you.
Okay. Let me take a normal potion.
Okay.
All right, guys, I'm feeling confident again.
Nice.
Yeah, you get 10 healing back.
I'm going back in.
I'm going to bonus action dash in. Right, Ben?
You let my friend go with your beautiful mustache.
Unbelievable. You get right back into the fray. Go ahead. Yeah, 17 does hit. 17 is the armor class, so just 19. Oh, you get right behind him, and with your swashbucklers, it's just you two, you get your sneak attack, and as he turns around quickly, as his mustache is retracting, your rapier slides up under his nose and cuts a huge chunk of his mustache off. Go ahead and make a slight hand check for me.
I will never fail these. Nat 20.
He gets the beans, too?
Do I get his beans?
You grab a huge chunk of mustache. Definitely enough that if you were to, like, abandon this fight now, you would have enough of his mustache to make an incredibly high-quality mustache. With a nat 20, I gotta give you the beans. You can add the bag of beans to your inventory.
Oh, God.
You got 4 episodes to use them. So,
what does the bag of beans do?
It's psychotic. It's so bad. I'm already mad that I'm doing it, but it's a nat 20. I gotta give you these beans.
Oh, you're gonna regret that.
One of the beans, you have to roll like a D100. One of the things is like a 60-foot pyramid appears in the Mummy Lord's lair. Like, it's really bad. It could be really bad. I'm already regretting it. I'm freaking out because this is a short, and what have I done? Okay, that was Quintorius' turn. Seth Lightfoot, you are up.
Just looks up at Gort. God, Gort, you couldn't even stay in front of me. Run up here and just shoot him.
Go ahead.
20.
20 is going to hit.
For 12 damage.
12 damage. Put an arrow right his ass. Like, your bonus action or your movement.
I'm just going to stay there. I'm not going to do a bonus action.
Awesome. He is going, after you just shot him with an arrow, he's trying to chuck a rock at you. He will throw a rock, 22 to hit. You take 15 bludgeoning damage, Seth, as he hucks a huge rock at you. And he looks back over at Gort. Fuck you, too! He's going to huck a rock at Gort. Definitely hits Gort with a 25 for 20 bludgeoning damage. Gort is flattened by a boulder. He's, like, covered in blood and feathers. He looks horrible.
This isn't going good, guys.
Your turn.
I'm going to reach into my bag of tricks and whip out a badger.
Okay.
I threw the...
I
can throw it at him, too.
Okay. You go into this strange, fuzzy bag you have in your hip and huck a badger at him.
Well,
what's the badger's name?
Timothy.
Timothy misses his bite, but you've basically just grabbed a honey badger out of a bag, like a writhing, like, sack.
Okay.
And you've just hucked a honey badger on this guy's back.
While he's dealing with this, I'm going to bonus action disengage and scream out, run! I do not have the same affection as I do for Sasha for Timothy.
Unbelievable.
He'll return to the bag. Don't worry about it.
All right, yeah. You, like, start sprinting back to, like, Gord's side, trying to get the hell out of here. Anything with your bonus action?
Oh, I guess I could bonus action dash since I don't have to actually disengage because I wasn't near him. Get me up that fucking cliff.
Yeah, you scuttle up the cliff and you're on the top of the pit now. It's just Seth down there just, like, getting, like, rubble and rock bits off of him. That is Gort's turn. Gort is going to, same thing, bonus action, steady aim, and then fire his short bow. I missed! Hold on, that was... give me another shot here, I was really focusing. Yeah, I totally missed, that was on me. I missed that one. But everyone, you've got this! Quintorius, that is you.
Why is everyone running? We got him right where we have him! I'm gonna steal the rest of that fucking mustache, so help me God.
How many hit points do you have?
It's a nat 20.
Oh God.
Oh my God! Ugh.
We're 29.
Jesus.
Quintorius, describe to me how you defeat this strange fey monstrosity.
He can't stop stealing.
His mustache with a nat 20. I literally can't stop stealing.
I spin him around like a top quickly, and I whip out the dagger that I recently stole, and I clean shave his face, and I grab the remaining mustache as it flies off without even cutting his throat or anything, and he dies from embarrassment.
Damn, have you thought about barber school?
Yeah, that's my brother. That's Quaterius can't stop shaving.
The badger looks at you and gives you a thumbs up.
Timothy, to me!
Yeah, as this creature loses this mustache, it's clear that this mustache magic was somehow integral to his life force. Spirit leaves his body. He falls dead into the pit. Day 2 of the Gorge Short has been a resounding success. We will catch you all next time on Dicey Situations. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode. You get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.